Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top of Rabbi Simon. We were discussing the tefach, that you had two walls have to be kehilchasan sheva tefachim, and then one is allowed to be a tefach, so we discussed where that has to be. Are they allowed to be bent? So now the Gemara is going to discuss another shita. The Gemara says, Rabbi Simon, Vitim, Rabbi Shub, and Levi, Amar, Oselo tefach shochik. No, that you should dafka make the wall that, remember, if you remember, we have tefach shochik, was one way of referring to a tefach. The normal standard tefach is four etzbaos, but they were pushed together. They were much more pushed together, as opposed to a shochik one that's mentioned over here is considered more, is open, is an expanded tefach. It's four fingers that are more, now they're not as tight, and therefore they're a little bit bigger. So if you make this tefach a little bit bigger, what is it changing? You should specifically put it three tefachim, within three tefachim of either full wall. Then, if you do that, you're going to have whatever within three tefachim of the wall are going to be considered next to the wall through lavud. And then it's going to have lavud, it's going to be considered the fourth wall. So what exactly is being mentioned over here is that the advantage of what Rabbi Simon is suggesting is that the third wall is now going to be a majority of the minimum sukkah of seven tefachim, because when you put the third wall in the middle there, and you had it a little more away from that right degree angle, so then you're going to have a halacha l'moshe misinai of lavud that's going to connect it over there, and then you're basically going to have, as we mentioned, that you're going to now have the third wall is going to be the majority of, viewed as halachically the majority of seven tefachim, and according to him, that is more lecherchila. Okay? That is the shita of Rabbi Simon. Now the Gemara says maybe another suggestion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda suggested sukkah asuyam b'mavoy kshira, that even a sukkah that's made like a mavoy, we should remember that a mavoy was the case in the times of the Mishnah and times of the Gemara, that they would have many houses built together, and they would have surrounding it a courtyard, and that courtyard was either mefulash tzarechad or mefulash mishnei tzadim, let's go start an erevin, that it's open on both ends, open on one end, usually it was open on both ends. So now, that was because of Hilchos Shabbos, right? You can't carry it because it looks like Rishus HaRabim from there to Rishus HaRabim within there. That's why you have to Lechir Korah. We're going to actually get into a little bit of a few more things of Halacha Mavoy later on. But that's the Halacha of a Mavoy. So here we're telling you that if you have two walls that are on opposite ends of each other, and then that other one of those walls form a 90-degree angle, so then according to Rabbi Simon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying sukkah suya kimavoy is going to be kshir. Even in this case, it's also going to be kasher. So that's a very big chiddush over here. They have two full-size walls that are parallel to one another. They're not connected. Here, they're not connected on either side. Still, it's going to be kasher because both of its two walls are the seventh vachim, and there is no halacha, but that it says they have to be connected according to the sheet of Rav Yehuda. That one that's forming the 90-degree angle can be on either side of the wall that you want, and that would be totally fine according to him. So this is a very big chiddush. It's very interesting that he holds that as long as you have it parallel, that's still good. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says, Oselo pas arba mashano. In a case with regards to, if you have this mavalik structure, that you should make the board slightly more than four tefachim wide. When you have the board that's more than four tefachim, then you're going to have lavud for the other three, and therefore it's going to connect the two walls on both ends. If you don't have that according to Rabbi Simon, Vitim Rabbi Shimon Levi, then if you don't do that, then it would not be a kosher sukkah. This is arguing on Rav Yehuda. Umamida pachos mishlosha samach ledofen, and you should make this board within three tefachim of either end of the wall. This is basically what I already explained. Now, whatever is going to be within three tefachim of the wall is going to be considered next to it, and therefore it really is like you have three walls in this circumstance, and then you don't have any issues. So the Gemara now says, wait a second. Why is there a seemingly stira between the two things that Rabbi Simon said? The Gemara says, Amayishna hasam, when we said before in the first case, where if you have two full walls that are being joined by a right angle, we said the kamar tzagya tefach shochik. Rabbi Simon, he said that you can have the shochik when you could have the expanded tefach within three tefachim of the wall. That's okay. Umayish nahachem. But when it regards to the two parallel walls, he says the kamar bay pas arba. He says the sukkah requires the wall over the board that's going to be more than four tefachim wide, and it has to be within three tefachim of the wall. Why does it have to be four tefachim as opposed to the first case? It does not have to be four tefachim. So the Gemara says, Chasam de Ikashay de Fanas Kehilchasan. So there, where I have two full walls that are properly, they're both seven tefachim walls, and they're forming a right angle, so the sukkah doesn't resemble a passageway whatsoever. It doesn't resemble anything like that, Rashi says. Sagile b'tefach shokik. So there, all I need is the expanded tefach, and that's going to be enough in the case of the right angle. However, hacha, the leka shtei defanas. But here, there are not two walls that are made properly. So then, in this circumstance, i'ika pas arba, if the board of four tefachim, and then you'll have the case of lavud to make it kosher as a seven tefachim wall, and then it's going to be in, it's going to be kosher. Ilolo, however, if you don't have this requirement, then it's going to be problematic. So basically, what we're suggesting is that the brisa above that told us that the sukkah has to have two proper walls, or if you understood that it was understanding that only you have to have the minimum width of seven tefachim. Now, Rabbi Simon is arguing, and he's understanding that when it comes to the two full walls, they have to form a right angle. So since the two forms are parallel rather than forming this right angle, then you're going to have to be more machmir and have the four tefachim in order to have lavud come in and assume that you have that third wall that's going to connect them and make three kosher walls. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. So the Gemara discusses within three walls also. Rava says, Ve'enani teres ela b'turis ha-pesach, that if you have... That's a big shaila in the Gemara is going to mention in a moment, is what exactly was he coming to qualify? But Rava says for sure something that we mention with regards to this third wall, which is only a tefach, it still needs a tzuras ha-pesach. So we know tzuras ha-pesach based on the Gemara in Erevin, kana mikan, kana mikan, kana b'emtza. That's what we use for Erevin all the time. In our modern day Erevin, we discussed that at length when we did the beginning of Erevin. So here, Rava seems to be adding into the halacha, we're going to mention in a moment, different understandings of Rava, but for now we can assume that Rava is understanding that this tefach is not just enough if you have a tefach, but rather you still need kaname kan, kaname kan, kaname emtza. You'll need another pole at the far end, and then another cross beam that's going to be over it, just like we have with the halachas Erevin. So therefore, this is the only way to make the third wall kosher. According to Rava, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach as well. That you need a Tzuras HaPesach as well, that needs to be mentioned over here. So the Gemara says, Ika d'Amri, however, there are those who understood, those who explained Rava differently, that Amar Rava, the Rava said, Vini teres nami b'Tzuras HaPesach. The Sukkah is going to be permitted also with a Tzuras HaPesach. So here, this is understanding that according to Rava in this version, that not just that you also, which is the first way we understood it, that in addition to the first tefach that you had, that was your third wall, you in addition to that, you need also Tzuras HaPesach. Rava is saying, no, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach instead of that third, instead of that extra tefach, and Rava's view, that is also going to be kasher. Either way would be mutter. So the Gemara says another Ikadamer, that was the first Ikadamer, but the second Ikadamer, so basically three understandings of Rava. There's a third understanding of Rava that says, Amar Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Sukkah requires also a Tzuras HaPesach. Rava is here telling us that Rabbi Simon is not enough. Rather, the third wall is created through the combination of also you need a Tzuras HaPesach and the extra Tefach. And the tefach has to be within three tefachim of the open door, meaning this is coming to extend Rabbi Simon's understanding that you have to have the Tzuras HaPesach be within three tefachim. He's understanding that you also need a Tzuras HaPesach in that tier. So he's really being machmir. He's adding to Rabbi Simon, and I'm saying on Rabbi Simon's case, Rabbi Simon's are not even enough. I need also a Tzuras HaPesach to make it kasher. That would be the most machmir, is this understanding. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Ashkechei Rav Kahana de Ka'avid Tefach Shochik. So Rav Ashi, once Rav Kahana, he was making a third wall with using this method of the expanded Tefach. So Rav Kahana was apparently ruling with regards, like Rabbi Simon, that the Tefach has to be the majority of the minimum wall of the Sukkah. So the Gemara says, the Ka'avid Tzuras HaPesach, and in addition to that, he also was making a Tzuras HaPesach. Mm-hmm. So this seems to understand that he understood like the third version of Rava. So it says the Gemara, Amar Le, Rav Ashi said to him though, Lo Sever Mar Laha De Rava, but don't you understand like Rava, that Rava says, Damar Rava Min Teres Nami with Tzuras HaPesach, that the Sukkah is also going to be printed with a Tzuras HaPesach. So you could use a Tefach board or a Tzuras HaPesach, each one is enough, you don't need both. So why are you doing both, Rav Kahana? So Rav Kahana responded, what do you mean? Amar Le, Ana Ka'idech Lishin to Rava Sri Le, Damar Rava Tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. What do you mean? There was two versions of Rava, and I hold like the last version of Rava, which was the most machbir, that was the version I held was most correct, and therefore you need a Tzuras HaPesach. In addition to Rabbi Simon's requirement, you also need a Tzuras HaPesach. You need a Tzuras HaPesach in that case as well. So that is how Rav Kahana understood it. So how do we paskin over here? You have Rav Ashi that understood that you didn't eat it, but Rav Kahana understood that you did. So the Re'iri understands that we should accept the second version of Rava's ruling because that's the halacha. Rav Ashi is Basra, and Rav Ashi seemingly favored that one. He asked Rav Kahana why I was being Machmir. However, the Rif, the Ritva, and the Ra, and that's how we, when Halacha and Shulchan Aruch seems to recommend this, is that we should be most machmir, like the last version of Rav Kahana. So that is a very fascinating debate in Halacha Maisa, but that seemingly we are machmir for the Shita of Rav Kahana. The Gemara continues, Shtayim Kilkusan. The Maisa taught us that the Sukkah has to have two proper walls, and the third wall has to be a tafach long. So the Gemara says, Amar, so it's the Shailov here, is it Rav, it really should be, the back changes it to Rabbah. Should be really Rabbah, that Amar Rabbah over here, V'chein L'Shabbos, that the third wall is also going to be effective for carrying on Shabbos. So what does that mean? That on Shabbos, we know that you're only allowed to carry within a Rishus HaYachid. Now there is different dinim that Midrabanan are going to be a problem, that if it is surrounded on three walls and has an open area into Rishus HaRabim, we know that based on the Gemara and Erevin, that would be an Isser Derabanan to carry because it resembles Rishus HaRabim. So here, apparently, Rabbah is being mechadish to us that on Shabbos of Sukkis, Shabbos, Davka, only one day, one Shabbos here. On Shabbos Sukkis, a Sukkah is, that has this tefach wide third wall is considered a Rishus HaYachid, even though a full wall is generally required, here you can't be Mekel. Why? Says Rabbah, because since it's kosher with regards to the halachas of Sukkah over here, so it's going to tell us, the halacha is going to tell us that it's mutter to carry on Shabbos is there. That once the halacha of Moshe Menesina is telling us that tefach wide is going to be a third wall of the Inyan Sukkah, so too, the Inyan Shabbos that falls out on Sukkahs, that's going to tell you that it's Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, for example, one was carrying from that area, from his house, into the Sukkah, that would be considered like you're going from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid with it, which is not a problem to carry from one area to another. Or we could say that carrying within four amos, we know that you're not allowed to carry four amos in Rishus HaRabim either. So this sukkah is considered Rishus HaYachid, so you can carry within four amos of this, more than four amos, meaning within this sukkah. So that is a fascinating thing. This is a fascinating thing that apparently we're not following like Rava's understanding that you have to have a Tzuras of Pesach along for the third wall, because if you had a Tzuras of Pesach, the Sukkah would become a Rishus HaYachid even Midaraisin. I wouldn't need Rabbah with regard, you don't need Migo of Rabbah to tell me that it would be a valid Sukkah. That's what the Rush points out, that accordingly, seemingly doesn't hold like Rava. It's very interesting though that even if the Migo is going to be understood, why should it be mutter to carry in the sukkah? We know, we just said that this, it's as if you have a third wall. Great. But we know it in Masechta Erevin. Remember from Masechta Erevin, it says clearly that if you have three walls and an opening into Rishus HaRabim, that's the whole halacha where you need either a lechi or a korah. Where you need either the korah with the crossbeam or the lechi is the side post. So how in the world over here is it going to be mutter? So based on that, in Echanami, some Rishonim, the Rif, and other Rishonim understand that Rabbah was saying his mingo only on a Daraisa level. But that's very difficult because seemingly many of the Gemara will ask them many times that an Amora speaks plainly and you're understanding he only meant Midaraisa. That's not the case. Usually when Amora was talking, we can assume that they were talking Alach HaLamaisa. So how can you tell me over here that this is not going to be Alach HaLamaisa and rather it's going to be Darabat? So most understand that he is talking Alach HaLamaisa. That's the question. We have to deal with that question of the other Rishonim, the Rif. How could it be that it's Mutter? But either way, it seems that Rabbah will go with that shot of the other Rishonim, like the Ritva and others that assume that over here is mutter even to carry midrabanan. Not there's not an Isra Rabbanan to carry the sukkah. It's mutter even midrabanan to carry in the sukkah. Again, only one Shabbos here. That is the Shabbos of sukkah of sukkahs where it's mutter because you're once it's mutter kasher for sukkah, it's going to be mutter for the halachas of Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says, Esav, Abaye has a question from this. Amigo, do you really say this halacha that since it's mutter, it's a kasher sukkah, so too we can assume for Hilchos Shabbos of that same Shabbos a year, that one Shabbos a year where it's Hilchos Sukkah applies on Shabbos? So then Vatan, is that really true? Because we have a brisa that says, Dofen sukkah ke dofen Shabbos, that the sukkah walls is going to be the same as in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, assuming that there are no gaps of three tefachim between each of these mechitzos. So the Gemara and the Braisa continues, Ve'asera Shabbos al Sukkah, but in one respect, Shabbos is more machmer than that of Sukkah. Sha Shabbos in an interes ela ba'omen meruba la parts. With regards to carrying on Shabbos, we know that when it comes to Hilchos Mechitza, that only, you're only allowed to carry in a certain area that's considered walled in if there's more walled portions of the area to be enclosed as opposed to the gaps within it. That's what we would call Omein Meruba Al Aparz. We've had a lot of that in Masechta Erevin, that you need to have, that the gaps between all the walls can't be more than the actual walls themselves. So, Masha Ein Kein B'Sukkah, which is not the case with regards to Sukkah. A Sukkah having two full walls and a third wall with the width of a Tefach is going to be kosher, even if the opening on two, if you have a full opening on the other two full walls. So that's assuming that you'll have Paretz Merubel Omed, you'll have more open space in this type of Sukkah than the actual walls of Sukkah itself, yet the Sukkah is totally kosher. So apparently, that is not going to be like Hilchot Shabbos. So that was all the Brisa. So we still didn't get to the question yet. Rava now fleshes out the question. My love, can we assume that the Brisa is referring to the case as follows, Yisera Shabbos to Sukkah, that with regards to carrying on Shabbos within a Sukkah, it's going to be more machmir than the halachas of Sukkah itself. What does that mean? The Brisa is not telling us stam the halachas of Shabbos to that of Sukkah. Rather, it's pointing out something that seems to be, it seems to be counterintuitive. That on the one hand, with regards to Sukkah, which I'm allowed to do Hilchos Sukkah, I'm allowed to eat in and sleep in it, I'm still not allowed to carry within that very same Sukkah. So that's what the Gemara is seemingly saying. And therefore that's what the Gemara is pointing out, that it's very fascinating. You have a kosher Sukkah, and it's totally possible, not possible, it's totally usher to carry within that Sukkah. I'm allowed to sleep in it, I'm allowed to eat in it, but I'm not allowed to carry in that Sukkah. That's how under Rava's understanding, that's how Abai, who's asking a question on Rabbah, that's seemingly how he's understanding the Braisa. So Rabbah's going to answer, no. What is the Braisa really talking about? Yisira Shabbos to Alma Shabbos to Sukkah. That normally the walls, which is going to be mutter to carry on Shabbos, is generally more machbir than the walls with regards to the walls of a Sukkah. Meaning that one is allowed to carry within a Sukkah where you have Paretz Meruba Ala Omed only on that Shabbos, which occurs on Sukkis. But if you have any other Shabbos of the year, that's what we're pointing out. Only one Shabbos is a year is at Mutter, the rest of the Shabbosim it's not. So we've just answered that we've answered the comparison of here. The Braisa could have said that we're talking about Shabbos in general is more machmir than, not just a normal Shabbos, more machmir than Sukkah, but nevertheless the Gemara wants to explain the Braisa as referring to Shabbos in general is more machmir than the halachas of Shabbos and Sukkahs, because this way the Braisa is going to be comparing Shabbos to Shabbos rather than Shabbos to Sukkah. Here we're talking about Shabbos of Sukkahs as opposed to Shabbos of during the year, as opposed to just, we're not seemingly talking about Shabbos versus Sukkah. So now what comes out is that according to Rabbah, the Braisa is teaching us that even though we have a reason to assume that it shouldn't be allowed to carry on Shabbos, since we have the special halacha of Migo, the Migo is that since it's kosher for Sukkah, it's mutter on Shabbos. Abai had a question that the Migo could be also taught in reverse. So the Gemara now asks, so if that's the case, Iachi, if that's going to be the case, Litli Nami Yaseru Sukkah the Alma Sukkah the Shabbos, that the Braisa should also teach us that the walls, which is going to tell you when the halachas of Sukkah for eating and sleeping is more machmir than that which is going to be kosher for Shabbos, to Ilu Sukkah, because when it comes to Sukkah, the Alma Ba'aya Tefach Shochek, Ilu Sukkah the Shabbos, Lo Ba'aya Tefach Shochek. When it comes to in halachas of Sukkah, you need the expanded Tefach as opposed to the halacha of Sukkah of Shabbos, when it's the Shabbos of Sukkah, you only need a third wall that's going to be it's not going to require the tefach shochik, the expanded tefach v'sagi v'lechi, and all you need is a lechi in its place. Taha atu da'amart, because isn't you Rabbi who understands sikei chagabe mavoi sheyesh v'lechi kasher? If someone covers a schach of a mavoi that has a lechi, the sukkah is going to be kasher. Now, according to you, once the sukkah is kasher, based on what you said, once the sukkah is kosher, then we're going to assume that also it's going to be mutter to carry there on Shabbos. So if that's the case, then according to you, the Braisa should tell us that the Migo is not going to be applicable over here. So the Gemara answers, Ahu lo eitzri chalei, that this ruling of the Braisa is not going to be needed to teach us the halacha, because hashta mekilas lechem narminan. If you tell me this halacha of Migo applies from Sukkah, that once I'm saying it's a kosher Sukkah, then I can carry, which is normally an Isser Daraisa on Shabbos. Here it's only a Gzera Darbanan, but the concept is an Isser of Daraisa of Shabbos. So then, mechamirta lekilsa lekoshekin, where we're talking about halacha of Shabbos, halachas of Sukkah, where it's not as chamor, so then I should say kol shekin, we're going to teach you that halacha. So we've just answered for Rava. Now the Gemara goes back. Gufa, going back to understanding the ruling of Rava. Amar, again, flex the gears of the bach to Rava. Amar Rava, turning on to the next one. But now, sikech al gabi mavoi sheyesh lo lechik sheir, that if someone has schach over an open mavoi that has a lechi, the sukkah is going to be kosher, since the lechi is viewed as a wall with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, so too it's going to be recognized as a lechik wall for the Hilchos of sukkah as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, sikech rabbi pase biros kshira. If someone puts schach on the wellboards, the sukkah is going to also be kosher. This, a lot of Erevin today. No, we mentioned when we learned Erevin, there's a few kinds that came up with sukkah, the same thing now, because we have to know what is machita, to know what the kosher walls are for sukkah. So that's why we have to know what is machita, you have to know Erevin. So that's why the Gemara is going to mention a few concepts throughout the beginning of here. The first parak is going to come up different things of Erevin. Here too, is another halacha that we remember from Erevin. Erevin, first, maybe the second pack already, the Mishnah Erevin told us that in the times of the Mishnah, people used to be Oleh Regalim, used to have a hard time getting water from the well, because they wanted to get water from the well. Generally, the well was the minimum shear of 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, which is the minimum shear for Rishus Yachid, and the well is also the area outside of it is going to be Rishus Rabim. So they were not able to draw from that area, and that would be a major issue for people who are Oleh Regalim, wanted to draw water and camp out there on Shabbos. So the Chachamim, since it was only talking about a karmelis, which Isser Darbanan to carry there anyway, so there, the Chachamim had a big kula that instead of creating a formal three walls in a lechi, or four full walls, so they allowed you to make three 90-degree angles, like L-shaped walls, and allow you to consider that Rishus HaYachin in order to carry from the well and keep drinking your water throughout Shabbos. So when it comes to this halacha of pasei biros, we're telling you over here that if you do that for the sukkah, it's also going to be kosher. And now some Rishonim point out that this should only be the case where, it seems to be quoted halacha, I think also, that only if you actually have if you have a well around it, because that's where all the whole gzera was coming from, this well. So then lechora, that should be the same with regards to the when it's going to be mutter in sukkah as well. It wouldn't be a kosher sukkah only if there are boards that are going to be kosher. Okay, so now going back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tzricha. So why did I teach you all three halachas? Again, we have three different halachas of Rabbah, that a tefach wide third wall of a sukkah is going to be okay, and that the second halacha was that a lechi of a mavoi is going to be valid as a sukkah wall. And the third halacha that when it comes to pasei biros, the wells, the boards of wells, they can be sukkah walls as well. Why don't you all three halachas? So the Gemara says, why don't you all three? Because diashmin and mavoi, if you need to keys of an open mavoi, mishum de'ikash de defanas malyasa, because there's two fully seven tefachim walls, and therefore all I need is a lechi in the third wall. About gabe pasi biros, with regards to the well boards, the lekash shei defanas malyas, I don't even have two proper walls. All I have is each are a tefach forming a 90-degree angle on the four walls, an L-shaped wall. None of them are seven tefachim. So there, imalo, I would have thought that we shouldn't apply the blacha of migo to say that since it's kasher for Shabbat, it's kasher for sukkah as well. V'iyashbin and pasi biros, and if you tell me with regards to the well boards, then I would have told you mishum de'ika shem arba defanas, because you at least have four walls. Avasikech agabay mavoi, with regards to the schach and open mavoi de'ika shem arba defanas, I don't have any even four small walls. Imalo, I would have said that the halacha wouldn't be effective over there. V'yashminan hanetartu, if I tell me the halacha with regards to the tefach third wall used for Shabbos and also the first case, then I would have said Mechmirsa Lakilsa. Those two halachas I'm teaching you from Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Sukkah have a Makilsa Mechmirsa Imalo. Who would have told you that I'm allowed to use the halachas of Sukkah to tell me that if you have two in a tefach, that I should be allowed to now carry within there? That's a bit Kiddush. Tzricha, therefore I need Rabbi to tell me all three cases. Okay, now we're up to the next part of the mission. The next part of the mission has told us, Rishchamasa Meruba Metzilasa Psula. If you have Sukkah, that you have more sun than shade, then it's going to be pasul. It's going to be invalid. The Gemara says, Tanar, Rabbanu, we're learning Baisa. That this price is telling us if you have sunlight coming only from the schach is going to be pasul, as opposed to sunlight that on the count of that it's a problem based on the walls. A sukkah is only going to be pasul if there are more sunlight than shade coming from the schach area. However, if the schach covering is perfectly fine and the sunlight is coming through the walls, which are for whatever reason open and they're not solid, so then that is not going to be any issue whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no, af machmas stefanos, that now even if sunlight's coming in through the walls, it's also problematic. There's a very fascinating halacha over here from Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yemar bar Shlomo Mishmei da Abaye, my time at Rabbi Yoshua, what is the reason of Rabbi Yoshua? Dechsiv v'sakos ha'aron es ha'paroches, that you should cover, v'sakos, cover the aron with the paroches. Paroches mechitza. The paroches is a type of mechitza, type of wall, v'kakari rechman es schach, es halach mechitza, and the Torah is calling it schach, Alma mechitza kischach beinan. So apparently, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the schach needs to be like that of the wall. The wall rather needs to be like the schach, and it needs to be also providing shade like schach. Some Rishonim learn within Rabbi Yoshia that you would also need to have materials that are kosher. And some Achronim, I think the Bach was choshesh for Rabbi Yoshia l'alacha, and he held that that should also be true. I don't think many are choshesh for that, but. That you would need walls that the same that Mishnah Berurah brings a raya against it. The Gemara says, especially I think we could use walls of barzel. So how could you use walls of barzel if you need the same material? But either way, that is a halacha that's quoted over here that needs to be, in this regard, it has to be similar to schach, and some Rishonim extend it to actual material that it's made out of, but the fact that the shade can't come in, according to Rabbi Yoshia, is for sure part of this halacha. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, how the Rabbanan respond to Rabbi Yoshia? So they're going to say, Ahu, denichuf bei porta demechse kischach. That the reference to Peruches as being a schach is because it's teaching us that Peruches should be bent over at the top and look like a roof. Schach is literally a roof, so that's what it means over here. It should be roof-like. So the Gemara now is going to say, Amar Abaye, Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Achirim, Kulos Sfir Lehu, Sukkah, Diras, Keva, Ba'inin. Whenever we quote Kulos Sfir Lehu, we have Masara from the Gaonim. Remember, Shatra used to quote this many times, and we learned it in Shir, that whenever you quote many Tanaim together, we say, this one, they all held a certain thing. So the halacha will not follow that, because the way Rosh Hashanah always described it was because we're like looking throughout Shas, like who holds that strange shita? Yeah, who holds that strange shita that nobody passed like? So we try to find the Tanaim that actually hold like it. So here it's what we're doing. We're finding the shitas that we don't hold, that we need Diras Keva. With regards to Diras Keva, means literally not just a temporary dwelling on Sukkah, that you need a permanent dwelling for Sukkah, something more permanent. And Tosafot is going to point out, as we're going to see from these halachas, that they're very different in the scope of how permanent it needed to be. So, but they fundamentally, though, they agree with principle that needs to be permanent. Within how permanent it needs to be, even these Tanaim will disagree with each other. As we're going to see Beferish, based on the Hemshech of the Gemara. So Gemara says, Rebbe, so how does Rebbe? Rebbe descended, Rebbe we learn in a Braisa. So Rebbe Omer, Kol Sukkah Sheina Arba Defanus Arba Amos Psula. Now you just need a seventh, the shear that we had before, of that you needed to have ten tefachim and that shear. Rebbe says you need four amos by four amos because that's a minimum shear of a bias, as we learned before. Right? In the mezuzah, many halachas that we mentioned, based on the dalad amos. So Rebbe clearly holds that you need more of a permanent structure to be your sukkah. That's the first halacha. Then we have Rabbi Yoshia, Hadamar Rabbi Yoshia that we just mentioned before, that the sukkah, the walls can't have more sunlight coming in than shade, because the walls also need to be permanent, so therefore they need to be permanent, and that means that the sukkah itself, the structure, needs to be more permanent. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, as we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says sukkah shigaval amal meshir mal apsul. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher mashir, because Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds that his sukkah that's more permanent is going to be not a problem. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon, as we learn in the Braisa, shtayim kilchazun shlishis afilu tefach. Rabbi Shimon says shlosha kilchazun rabbi afilu tefach. Apparently, if you have two walls and only one is a tefach, that's not enough to say that that's a permanent dweller. Rabbi Shimon requires three and then another tefach. Rabbi Gamliel, what does Rabbi Gamliel hold? The son of Rabbi Gamliel holds hosis ukasa birosh hagala o birosh asvina. Rabbi Gamliel posts Rabbi Kiva machshio that Rabbi Gamliel says that it's puzzle. And when it comes to making a sukkah on Rosh HaGala, Rosh HaSfina, on top of a wagon, on top of a ship, because apparently that's very temporary, so Rabbi Gamliel had a problem making it temporary, therefore he invalidated, he says puzzle. As opposed to Rabbi Kiva says that it's okay. So apparently the reason Rabbi Gamliel, that we're assuming, is saying that it's puzzle, is because it's not something which is permanent enough, it's too temporary. Beit Shammai, what's Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai says, Tisnan, Misha Yerosha Ruba Basukha, Vashukhana Basukha Bais, Beit Shammai posted to Vesilel Machshirin, that when someone who has a head and most of his body in the sukkah, is inside the house, Beit Shammai said it's pasul, and Beis Hillel apparently are going to say that it's kosher. This again, according to Beis Shammai, is not permanent enough, so therefore Beit Shammai is going to say that you need a bigger shear. They say that you need a head and also one's table. So therefore, that's going to be 7 by 7 tefachim. So clearly, Tosafot, another raya for Tosafot, because Beit Shammai says you need a permanent structure for your sukkah, but we had Rebbe that says that you need arba amos. So clearly, they're not within the same sheet. The Rebbe is the same halacha, that they both need their permanent structure for sukkah, whereas Rebbe needs a much bigger shear. He needs dalad amos, as opposed to Beit Shammai, who only requires zayin al zayin tefachim. Clearly, they disagree with how permanent it needs to be. They just agree to the concept that a sukkah needs to be permanent, another raya for Tosafot. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, what does Rabbi Elazar say? This night, Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah, someone makes a sukkah like a type of a circular hut, so or it leans against it against the wall. Rabbi Elazar posts the fish in lagag because it has no roof. It doesn't like a permanent structure. It's going to be pasul, as opposed to chachamim that say that it is fine. that Chachamim hold that it would be fine. So the Gemara says, Achirim, what's the Achirim? Achirim descended with learning a Braisa. They say, Achirim omim sukkah osuya kesholach psula. A sukkah that is made like a chicken coop is going to be invalid. And lefisha in lozav, it's because it has no corners, and apparently it's not similar to a permanent structure. So that is what we learned over there. That would be a problem. We'll start Rabbi Yochanan, and then we'll get back into Bez Hashem tomorrow. We're going to start learning a little bit geometry in tomorrow's daf, so it'll be fun. So the word says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan sukkah osuya kekivshan." If you have sukkah, it's made like round shaped like an oven. Im yesh bekeifa kadei l'shiba Hashem va'arba bnei adam. If there's enough space to seat 24 people, you have 24 people side by side inside the perimeter of this sukkah, then it's going to be kshira avim lav psula. Rabbi Yochanan says that anything less than that, the minimum shear is going to be a problem. So the Gemara wants to know, Kiman, who does this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who is this like? Which sheet is this like? Kirebi? Is it like Shrebi? Damar, Kosukshan by Arba Amos, Psula, the Rebbe is going to hold that it's a 4 Amos by 4 Amos is going to be puzzle. Michti, but let's analyze it for a second. Gavra, but Amsa Yasif, a person could sit in place of 1 Amos. So then, Kol Shesh, Bekevo Shosu Tvachim, Yesh Baruch of Tefach. Anything which is a circular object, the circumference is going to be 3 Tvachim, it's going to have a diameter of 1 Tefach. So the Gemara is approximating that, because if you have a circumference of 3 to 1, we know that it's a little bit more, that it's really 3 and a little bit to 1 to pi, right? So that's going to be more than that. But Tracer Sagiv, but according to Rebbe, that it should have been enough over here to have 12 people. So clearly Rabbi Yochanan cannot be like Rebbe. So the Gemara answers, Hane Mile Biigula. You know, we'll come back to Rabbi Yochanan a little bit just to summarize him. I'll come back to the Gemara's answer of Ezra Shem in tomorrow's daf.